Three suspects in a shooting that killed six Coptic Christians and a Muslim policeman in southern Egypt have turned themselves in. Thousands of Christians protested yesterday in Nag Hammadi, attacking police and ambulances over discrimination against their community. Daniel Hoffman is the Advocacy and Development Director for Middle East Concern. He told us that interreligious relations are deteriorating both in Egypt and throughout the Middle East.
Part of it is the increasing Islamization of the society. Part of it is the general socio-political situation in the Middle East, where a large part of the Muslim world, actually, not just the Middle East, feel that they're under attack and that their religion is under attack by the so-called Christian West. And part of it, I think, is also some discriminatory policies by the government. One big issue is the inequality regarding places of worship. It's very difficult for Christians to build new churches, almost impossible. And even in different parts of the countries, it's very difficult to make repairs for churches. So especially in Upper Egypt, where you have a large concentration of Christians, there is a shortage of buildings for them to meet. Also, there is social discrimination in society, job markets, in education, and also in the public employment. There is discrimination against Christians. They feel they're underrepresented in parliament. Yeah, just in general, they feel that they're not treated equally in society.
Cardinal Walter Kasper, president of the Vatican Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity, has written a letter to the Coptic Patriarch following the recent attacks. He said all Christians must stand united in the face of oppression and seek together the peace that only Christ can give.